This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 15, Understanding the Times. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, that there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership." How do we understand the actions of Judas, who betrayed Jesus? In many ways, our answer needs to be that we simply do not know. God is the only one who sees the human heart. As the believers gather for prayer, Peter is prompted to speak. He places the story of Judas within the context of Scripture. Peter puts history under the arc of promise and fulfillment, and even places what seems so contrary to God's plan as an event that is still within God's ultimate purpose. I don't know how you think about not only Judas's life, but also your own life. Each of us has chapters of our lives that we wish were different. We all have regrets for some of the things we've done, and we may still live under clouds of disappointment. We may even find it ironic that Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times, just as the Lord had predicted, is the one who now stands and speaks. But maybe it has to be Peter. Peter is the one who denied his Lord, even though he swore that would never happen. We can see a picture of grace here, as we watch Peter stand and state that this chapter of the believer's life together with Jesus was not outside the plan of God. We may not understand it, we may even still question it, but we can also have the hope that God has a plan for each of us. Pray with me. Lord of all, we are people with regrets, doubts, and disappointments. We pray for your forgiveness and grace. Thank you for providing new chapters of life for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.